So I will not speak on the Bhagavatam. Because, generally speaking, on this day of Rath Yatra, of Lord Jagannath, if I can get a little more volume on the mic here, that would really help me. Gauranga? Can I get a little more? A little more mic, and then the window can be open? Yeah. Hare Krishna. Okay, thank you. So Lord Jagannath, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we are worshipping him by the mantra, Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami, Nayana Patagami Bhava to me, which basically is a prayer to the Lord of the universe and requesting him to be visible to us. My dear Lord of the universe, please be visible unto me. So this indeed is the problem that for the conditioned soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead remains invisible. And this is the biggest complication in the world. This has caused all the confusion, all the religious wars, it has caused all the doubt in individuals, and it is also affecting us. Because when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Lord Jagannath, what to speak of seeing Lord Jagannath? When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was on the way to Jagannath Puri, and when he saw the chakra, the wheel on top of the temple of Lord Jagannath, he crashed to the ground in ecstasy. And from that point on, it took so long to cover that distance to the temple because he had so many ecstatic symptoms on the way that it was inconceivable. And it is a well-known fact that when Lord Chaitanya saw Lord Jagannath for the first time in the temple, that he wanted to jump up on the altar to embrace the deities. And then fell unconscious to the ground. So the pastimes and exchanges between Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya are very important. And it is no coincidence that Srila Prabhupada brought Jagannath Rath Yatra to the Western world. Because the relationship between Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya is a very intimate relationship which exists eternally. And within that exchange, it is not only that Lord Chaitanya is expressing his devotion for Lord Jagannath, but it is also a fact that Lord Jagannath is expressing his devotion for Lord Chaitanya. It is described by Kavi Karnapur how it was the time for Snan Yatra. And all the devotees had been coming from Bengal to meet Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So on the day of the Snan Yatra, usually the queens of the king, Maharaj Prataparuda, they would get special galleries for viewing the whole event. Right? Nice seating arrangements were there for the queens. But this year, the king had decided that he would give those viewing galleries to the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who had all come from Bengal so that they could see the Snan Yatra, all for the pleasure of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So when the queens heard this, they were complaining, you know, like, we are coming to see the bathing of Lord Jagannath, and now we have come and now we cannot see, because you've given away our seating places. So how is this? The king said, don't worry. You will see everything from the roof. And the king and the queens, from the roof, you know. So they were not so excited about it, but the king was very casual. Said, no, it's okay. And that was the last word. So on the roof it was. So that year, the Snanyatra, or the bathing ceremony of the Lord, was certainly extraordinary. Because at that time, the amount of water that was being poured over Lord Jagannath was bouncing off his body, and the water drops were glistening in the and glittering in the sky like diamonds. So therefore, everyone was amazed. But that was not the most amazing thing. Right in front of Lord Jagannath was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu dancing in ecstasy, and from his body, as many drops were flying in all directions as from the body of Lord Jagannath. The only difference was that the drops that were bouncing off the body of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu were the tears that were shooting out of his eyes while he was jumping and dancing. So everyone was amazed, and even the queens were amazed to see such a spectacle, and everyone became so enthusiastic, and the enthusiasm of all the devotees just swept everybody up. And this was the most amazing beginning of the festival. The Snanyatra, it happens 2 weeks before the Ratiyatra, and it is during that time they say that Lord Jagannath catches a cold and then is being treated. And of course at that time he doesn't come out in the temple, he's not on the altar. So for 2 weeks Lord Jagannath cannot be seen. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in the greatest separation. So great was his separation that he was deeply overwhelmed by great sadness that the Lord wasn't there. And there were different devotees. They were singers, and they were all understanding the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And they sang one bhajan about this separation of the Lord. For as much as 6 hours, they chanted the same line. They didn't change. The same tune, the same line, just one line of a bhajan. 6 hours. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was all those 6 hours in the same mood. And the bhajan singers were just repeating the same melody and the same words. And it was such an intense meditation. And everyone was just deeply feeling the separation of Lord Jagannath. Not like, yeah, Lord Jagannath is sick now. We don't see him on the altar and we wish him speedy recovery, right? And then life goes on. No, life stopped. Lord Jagannath was gone. So when Lord Jagannath returned, it is said that this time all the devotees, they went in the inner chambers where they usually wouldn't go, where there were offerings made to Lord Jagannath, but because they were so eager to see him, they went very close to Lord Jagannath. And everyone was in ecstasy. And soon it was the day of the Ratiyatra. Oh, we know how big those deities are in Jagannath Puri. And we know that it takes very strong men to move them. And that every year the devotees from Bengal bring silken ropes so that the Lord can be tied with these silken ropes and can be carried from the temple to the chariot. And that they have cushions filled with fluffy cotton and covered with nice silk. And that the Lord is just being lifted by strong men by these ropes and just bounced from cushion to cushion. And then gradually the Lord somehow or other is lifted onto the chariot. And these chariots are very, very big. Not like our chariot with four wheels, but the chariots have like as many as 10 or more wheels all the way under the cart, because the deck is very, very big and very high. And it's like really like a moving temple, right? Driving on all these wheels, and three of them. Bad. So this occasion is extraordinary. Huge chariots, really huge. It is described that when it was time for Ratiyatra, Lord Jagannath became very eager. He became very eager and he wanted to ride on his chariot to see the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Right? This was the desire of the Lord. So this was the festival, actually. Everyone wanted to see the dancing of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that Rath Yatra, all the eyes were on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And even Lord Jagannath's eyes, big and round, were on Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And both the Lords were taking darshan. And both the Lords were having ecstatic symptoms. And Lord Jagannath had waited for so long for this particular darshan. We understand that way back in the Satya Yuga, Maharaj Indrajumna wanted to worship the deity of Nila Madhava. Nila Madhava was such an extraordinary deity of Radha and Krishna. But Nila Madhava had since long disappeared, and actually Maharaj Indrajumna had never seen Nila Madhava. But he had heard. He had heard that the deity of Nila Madhava was so extraordinary that he desired to have the darshan of Nila Madhava, and therefore he gave order in the kingdom, we must find Nila Madhava. And they were looking everywhere, but no one could find Nila Madhava. One minister named Vidyapati was also looking, and he came somewhere upon his search in a village of men who were keeping swines, right, and who were herding these swines. They were known as Sabaras. So he came there, and somehow or other, in the course of his travels, he had become tired, and the king of that village had an extraordinary daughter. I mean, something, the kind of daughter that could make you forget everything, and even your devotional service. So, in that way, temporarily, the minister was distracted, and before he knew it, he even agreed to marry her, although she wasn't of a very good family, but didn't matter. He married her, etc. And she was very nice. But then, he noted that his father-in-law was every day leaving the house, carrying with him paraphernalia for worship, flower garlands, sandal paste, and all these things. He said, where is he going? What puja is he doing? So his wife said, this is a secret. He said, wives don't have secrets from their husbands. You cannot have any secrets from me. In our relationship, there cannot be any secrets, right? Nothing can be between us. You must tell me what it is. It's a matter of principle, you know. If there's any love between us, then you can have no secrets. Okay, well, you know, and so after such a test, she had to tell the secret. So she told him, he goes to worship Nila Madhava. Nila Madhava. Suddenly he remembered the king, and he remembered his duty. He remembered that he was a minister, and he remembered that he was supposed to inform the king about Nila Madhava. He was very, very excited. And he just said, I have to have the darshan of Nila Madhava. I have to. And I have to tell the king. So she said, my father is very strict about this. You know, there's no way. He said, anyway, you have to ask him. So you know how it is, daughters asking fathers and pestering them. And finally, the father agreed. His son-in-law could see the deity, but he would take him there blindfolded. So they sewed some mustard seeds in a pocket in his clothes and a little hole. So as they were walking blindfold, the mustard seeds were all falling on the path. And then they came there to a cave in the forest where the deity was kept. And then the blindfold was taken off, and it was an amazing darshan. And the minister Vidyapati was so excited. And he wanted to tell Maharaj Indrajumna, and later, when he returned home, he did go back to Maharaj Indrajumna. But the Sabara king, who was also not a fool, could understand what was going on. Anyway, when Vidyapati came back, he brought Maharaj Indrajumna, who came with a whole group of men, and throughout the forest there was a yellow line from the mustard flowers that had come out of those seeds, and have very clear yellow flowers, so it was very easy. There's a clear yellow line through the forest, right? So they were following the yellow line and came to the cave. But no Nila Madhava. So the king became very depressed that I have tried so much, and finally Nilamadava, we found him and now he's disappeared again. He said, I'm going to fast till I die if I don't see Nilamadava. So after a few days of fasting, the king had a dream, and in his dream he saw Nilamadava, and he had an amazing darshan. And then the deity spoke and said, in this age, my dear king, I will not manifest myself again to this world. In this age, I will appear in a different form. I will appear in the form of Daru Brahman coming from the ocean. So, it was like that. He said in the wooden form of Daru Brahman coming from the ocean. So, the king returned to Jagannath Puri and one day took bath and in the ocean and suddenly was hit by something heavy. He immediately grabbed it. It was a huge piece of wood. Daru Brahman. He pulled personally this with his mighty arms this piece of wood onto the beach and gave orders to many men to carry it and to take care of it. And he ordered that carvers were coming to carve a beautiful deity. Right. And the carvers came, but nobody could do anything with this wood. It was so hard, it was impossible to carve it. Finally, one old carver came and said, I can do it, but I have conditions. And he said, what can this old man do? But the king thought, no, his eyes are very special. I think he is not an ordinary person. So then the old man said, okay, give me a closed working space, and this space cannot be opened for 21 days. The work will continue. Then when it's finished, I will open the doors. But in between, nobody can come inside. Well, it was agreed. The work was going on, and there was a lot of noise inside from hammering and chiseling. And then after about 10 days, half the time had passed, it was totally silent inside. No more noise. Everyone was thinking, what's going on? And the queen, the principal queen, said that to Maharaj in the room, she said that, I think that something must have happened. He's an old man, probably had a heart attack or something. We got to help him, you know. He said, no, he said, we cannot go inside under no conditions. He said, yes, but this is different. This is an emergency. He might die. You know, we should go inside and make sure that he's okay. And so the king finally agreed and they opened the doors. The old man was gone and the deities only half finished. So again, the king very depressed, you know, I've made an offense and I didn't wait and now the deities are not finished. But then, and again, fasting till death, etc. But then a dream, again, you know, telling the king, don't you worry. It was all along my plan to appear in this form and, you know, without hands and feet. For one thing, to prove the Vedic verse, which states that the Supreme Lord is apanipadam, that he has no hands and feet. Right? So here I am, you know, it's in the scriptures, and here I am. I have no hands and feet, just see. Surprise, huh? Yes. And so, just to defeat the Mayavadis, Lord Jagannath appeared in this form, right? To make sure, to smash them, to say, yes, I am a person without hand and feet. My name is Jagannath. I'm the Lord of the universe. Here I am. Right? So, you know, that really shocked these Brahmanas, who this was their favorite sloka, and now it didn't work anymore. No, apanipadam. Gauranga wants some ice because it's so hot, but there is no ice in this temple, Gauranga. Some temples, they give you ice cream, but not here. What can we do? Never. I've never had. Can't remember. Anyway, so Lord Jagannath, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, appeared in that form. And his eyes were big and round, obviously for many reasons. But one of the reasons was that he was in anticipation to see the dancing of Gauranatha Raj, of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. From the Satya Yuga on, Lord Jagannath had waited for this day, the day that Lord Chaitanya would dance in the Ratayatra, naturally. So finally, therefore Lord Jagannath was very determined to come out of his temple and to ride on his chariot so that he could see the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. Because such dancing is not exhibited ever. No one dances like Lord Chaitanya. Right? Therefore, Lord Jagannath wanted to see. Yes. Lord Jagannath then was riding his chariot. And therefore, between the two lords, there was the greatest anticipation. And when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu slowed down, immediately Lord Jagannath would slow down. When Lord Jagannath would stop, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stop. And then the chariot stopped, and no one, and the people were pulling, and it wouldn't move. And the king ordered to have big, strong men to come and pull, and the chariot wouldn't move. Then the king had big, powerful male elephants chained to the chariots and said, "Pull!" No result. The chariot would not move. But then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced towards the back of the chariot and pushed with his head, and immediately Lord Jagannath began to move. So, therefore, Srila Prabhupada said that during Ratayatra, sometimes the chariot stops. And he pointed out that during the first Ratayatra, which was only on the back of a flatbed truck organized by Jayananda, Prabhupada was not healthy at the time, so he didn't come. He was in San Francisco, and at that time, it said that Jayananda was telling what had happened to Prabhupada. And he said, "We started and we were driving," and he said, "and at one point we had a real problem because," he said, "the truck, just the engine stalled and it wouldn't start anymore, and it was standing there and wasn't moving, and the police was pushing us to move and we couldn't get anywhere, and it was just standing there." And he said, Prabhupada said, "the Ratayatra was a success. It was a success. It was really transcendental." So, here in Amsterdam also, we've had many Ratayatras. And one year, I remember, was a very good one. That was when the police forgot to come. We rang them up at 2 o'clock and said, "Where are you? We're leaving now." Right? 12 o'clock, I guess it was. And we were supposed to leave, and the police wasn't coming. And they said, too much trouble, we have no time today. You just go. Just go. So we had the permission to go without the police on our own. And we did. And we just went. That time we still went the route through the main shopping street here around the corner, Ferdinand Balstraat. And we were just driving out the street, going into this shopping street, which is very narrow and full of trams. And when we were in the middle of that street, suddenly we got stuck on the tram rails. And there were trams coming from both sides, 3 trams on both sides, and us in between, and no police. It was really ecstatic. So Lord Jagannath stopped for a long time. And finally we managed to pull him out to the side and let the trams pass, and okay, we got through that street. But at that time we knew that Lord Jagannath was really here, right? Because when the chariot stops, Prabhupada said, "Yes, Ratayatra." Then the Lord manifests. Ratayatra is a success. So the next year we had another trick to make the chariot stop. Pandu, last minute, decided to change the tires and didn't tighten up the screws. So we drove about just around the corner, just to about the same spot, right? And again, then the wheel flew off. So this was also very successful. We had again a stop, right? And we didn't have a jack to jack it up, so it was a little difficult also. Anyway, the police arranged for this jack, you know, and then the wheel was fixed and we were able to drive on. But again, Lord Jagannath stood in his spot. So this year, Lord Jagannath, for variation's sake, decided to go on a different route through Amsterdam. And this year, Lord Jagannath will go over the Herengracht. Now, that's, for the foreigners, difficult to pronounce, but I'll say it one more time. Herengracht. That's very good for the throat. Yes. And I'm quite excited that Lord Jagannath is going there, because Lord Jagannath used to live there on the Herengracht. So I think he's getting homesick, which I think is a good sign. It's a good sign, right? So we'll take him there. And I know where we're going to stop. We're going to stop in front of number 96. I'll make sure, right, that the chariot stops, right? And we'll have a big, big kirtan there. We should have an artik there, right? A special offering in the hope that Lord Jagannath maybe one day, well, decides, you know, that it was really nice there, right? So, like that, we are looking forward again to the association of the Lord. And we know that Lord Jagannath is coming out of his temple not only to be pulled by us, not only because he is merciful, and not only because he wants to deliver the associates or the fallen souls of Kali Yuga, and for which Amsterdam is an especially good place. But Lord Jagannath also will come out of the temple today because he wants to see how the devotees of Lord Chaitanya are dancing. Right? That's one reason why Lord Jagannath appears in every city of the world, to see how the movement of Lord Chaitanya is actually spreading. Yeah? And he is obviously relishing this very much. And Srila Prabhupada writes in the Adi Lila of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 17, that during the Sunday feast, when there is dancing and prasadam, he said, on such occasions, wherever there is dancing and Krishna prasadam, right, and kirtan, he said, at that time Lord Chaitanya is present. So I think Lord Jagannath is eager to again mount his chariot to see the dancing of Lord Chaitanya. So we also would like to see that dancing of Lord Chaitanya. And that is possible if we ourselves dance and jump and sing with so much enthusiasm, because enthusiasm is the key to ecstasy. And therefore, we should look for enthusiasm, not only today, in our whole spiritual life, we should look for enthusiasm. It is wherever there's enthusiasm, that's where we should be, right? We should always look for that. If there's anybody enthusiastic in Krishna consciousness, it doesn't matter what it is. Like in Vrindavan, we have Ayendra, right? And Ayendra is just, you know, when he's sitting there with his harmonium and his foot stomping on the ground like that, it's totally enthusiastic, right? So it's infectious, and it is his enthusiasm, right? That's all it is that has made him a living legend, right, around the world. It's just that enthusiasm. But this is not the only time that I became inspired by the enthusiasm of Ayendra Prabhu. Because I recall that I saw Ayendra come out of his room with a bucket and all kinds of brushes inside. And he's stepping out of his room. And I was saying, Ayendra, what are you going to do? Are you going to scrub your harmoniums, right? I'm making a joke. Are you going to brush the teeth of your harmonium, actually, I was going to say, right? And, you know, nice smile like that. So I was trying to joke with him, and he said, no, I'm going for the real nectar now, the real nectar, if you come. And he went into the bathroom and he just was just scrubbing and brushing with so much enthusiasm that it became a transcendental event, you know, something memorable. And it became a whole thing, and it became part of the 24-hour kirtan. Every 24-hour kirtan devotee has to partake in this transcendental lila, right, of scrubbing that bathroom, right, with equal enthusiasm as playing the ragas, right, which actually has profound and deep considerations, right? And is not just casual, but is actually good to balance out our tendency of false pride. False pride is the thing that kills every little bit of enthusiasm, right? And false pride transforms enthusiasm in ambition. In ambition that drives people to lord it over others. And although it may have started with enthusiasm, then on the way false pride came in and the color of that enthusiasm changed and it became just ruthless ambition. And suddenly elbows were there and boots and heaviness and I am in charge and all that. I am so advanced. But then there is the bathroom, right? Which brings us down back on the ground to the reality of life, right? In our dreams, generally speaking, we leave out the bathroom, right? Only sometimes when you have to go to the bathroom do you dream of a bathroom, right? But otherwise, why would you dream of a bathroom, right? There's better places to dream of. So bathroom is down on the ground. In part of it is even below the ground, and so on. So, in this way, enthusiasm is the key. Humility, the prerequisite. Without humility, that enthusiasm cannot flourish, that enthusiasm to serve. Because the enthusiasm is enthusiasm for the glorification of the Lord. Right? It is not for the glorification of ourselves. Look at me, how I sing, how I dance, how I'm dressed, right, on this occasion. Of course, Rati Yatra offers all these opportunities, right? One can dress up in competition with Lord Jagannath, right? One can show that he could have made a great career as a music star, right? One can. There are many opportunities in Rati Yatra to excel, right? One can walk around with a big megaphone and yell at everybody, and in this way, finally, you know, you have your day. Hey, stay within the lines, right? Okay. And like this, everyone can express his propensities and satisfy his senses. But if we do so, then we lose the taste. But if this Rati Yatra is for the glorification of Lord Jagannath and everything is for his pleasure, and he is in the center, and we make him the most important, and we remember that nobody is important, not even the cops, only Lord Jagannath, right? And that he must be taken graciously through the city, and that we will stop and we'll make offerings to him, and we don't care, and we just go on and be transcendental. Then it becomes very nice. And then on the Dam Square, we'll have a wonderful festival for the world. This is one thing we have in our little country here in this city. We have a world stage, right? You don't have that everywhere, you know. But actually, we have a world stage on Dam Square where we can address people from the whole world today and simply give them the holy name, tell them about the glories of the Lord. Certainly, our arrangements are not the biggest in the world. You know, I have seen Hare Krishna festivals bigger than what we'll do on the dam today. I have seen bigger Ratiyatras. I've been in Ratiyatras with three huge chariots. I've been in Ratiyatra with festival grounds 20 times as big as ours, 20 times as loud as ours, and so many arrangements. But that doesn't matter. We have Dam Square and we have the holy name, and they're all going to hear it. The Japanese, the Russians, the Croats, the Serbians, the Bulgarians, the Germans, the French, the Italians, right, the Spanish, the Arabs, right? There is nobody who's going to escape today. The Filipinos and even those from New Guinea, right, and from Australia. Everybody will be there for sure on Dam Square today. Some Colombians, obviously, right, for business. They come to Amsterdam. And some Nigerians will also be here as their partners. The Chinese. Really, everybody will be there. So, and if the kirtan will be there, I'm sure it will be very transcendental. Because just like in Soho Street in London, Srila Prabhupada on one day when the kirtan was especially enthusiastic said, Did you see that Narada Muni and Lord Shiva were here? Right? They were here. And Prabhupada had a little Vyasasan placed on the altar for Narada Muni, Lord Shiva, and other such guests. It's still there today. Nowadays, it's got a white and pink stripe at the moment. And it's standing there, small Vyasasan on the altar. And so I'm sure that not only all these nationalities will be there, but if the kirtan is really strong all day, the chanting of the holy name, I'm sure that Lord Chaitanya, he'll manifest. I'm sure that then the demigods will also be there today. Right? Some of them may be disguised, right, like ordinary persons. So therefore, you know, some old overaged hippie may walk by. Right? A dinosaur from the 60s today. And who knows, you know? It might be Lord Shiva, right? If you find a snake somewhere under his clothes, then you know, right? So, whoever we meet, we should treat them as if they're not ordinary and give them and engage them, therefore, in not ordinary activity. Take it that here is a great transcendental meeting taking place, and therefore, as is appropriate at such a time, we'll celebrate it. We must celebrate it with the holy name. So let everywhere the holy name echo of all the buildings. Let it echo of the trams. Let it just echo through the whole city from morning till night, right? Non-stop, until everyone just cannot help it. But the holy name is buzzing in his head. This is Ratiyatra. This is the perfection. We have all kinds of guests. And of course, one of our guests of honor after Lord Jagannath is a great devotee of Lord Jagannath, His Holiness Jaipataka Swami, who is due to arrive soon. In a matter of minutes now, right? We can start counting the minutes. No problem. If he didn't last minute change his flight, you know, right. And if he doesn't come by helicopter in the middle of the parade, you know, or just with a transcendental plane, a Pushpa Vimana, in New York Ratiyatra, Nobody knew how he came. Nobody knew that he was there. Nobody knew how he came. But suddenly, he emerged. The cartels, the wompers, everything was there. Suddenly we heard all the noise, and there he was. And then somewhere, just before the end of the parade, he must have disappeared into a building or something, into the wall. I don't know what happened. Or just again disappeared, and by mystic power transferred himself to an other Rath Yatra in South America or something like that. I guess he had two other Rath Yatras that day. No one can has that kind of power. No one can imitate, but somehow or other, Maharaj has been empowered by Lord Chaitanya for this mission. So he will also be here today, and I'm sure Maharaj will do his best to lead a wonderful kirtan for the pleasure of Lord Jagannath and the Vaishnavas. And I'll promise you that I'll try to beat him. Which I do every time in the Amsterdam Rath Yatra. And then one year we had a festival. Lokanath Maharaj was also here. So first Jayapataka Maharaj, since he was the senior most, was leading a good kirtan, you know. It was good with the wompers and everything. It's like. But then Lokanath Maharaj took over and it went into another dimension, you know. It started to fly. And then I was really thinking, wait a minute, you know, this is my hometown, you know. So I really gave it everything I had. And then at the end, you know, we were at the central station, kind of. Then I saw Jayapataka Maharaj looking like, you know, wait a minute, you know. What's going on here? So then he wanted to lead again. And he did. And then he really led a thundering kirtan. Thundering was the right word. Those wompers at full volume. The buildings were trembling along the road. And in this way, it was an especially powerful Rath Yatra. So unfortunately, we're missing Lokanath Maharaj this year. But nonetheless, so this year we have to have it from the devotees, right? That when the devotees go insane, when they go really to another level, right? Not just walk along, puff it so hot, and oh, you know. But rather, we have Nila Madhava also. He is here. Nila Madhava is famous for his laugh. This is not yet full volume. If you think you've heard him, this is nothing. When he really goes, it's inconceivable. Also, during the kirtans, he can do some sort of Hari Bol, which sounds like a siren, right? It just goes Hari Bol. And it goes all the way up, louder and louder. So I'd like to request him to give us a demonstration today. to add to the transcendental flavor. So I think we are in good spirits, and I think that an ocean of auspiciousness is about ready to flood here, the city. It's amazing, such a Rath Yatra. It's just concentrated mercy. And it's amazing how much concentrated mercy there is to distribute, there is to get on such an occasion. And the more we serve roll sweet balls that will be distributed, pull the chariot. The more we get involved in this Rath Yatra, the more Lord Jagannath will be visible to us. And then spiritual life becomes easy. Then spiritual life becomes inspired. And then enthusiasm is the natural result. And then suddenly all material things shrink in size. Just like a woolen sweater having been washed in the washing machine on hot, which comes out like a baby model, right? In the same way, all our material desires will shrink to baby models. And who cares about that? You know, it's like, right? So in this way, we can today generate that inspiration and enthusiasm. This is the day to be enthusiastic. So are there any questions or any comments? Madhava, Maharaj Indrajumna. No, but it was a very famous deity. No, there are many deities of Krishna that have been installed in the Satya Yuga. But this deity, Nila Madhava, everyone was talking about it. Such a reputation about the sweetness of Nila Madhava. And the king had heard all these descriptions and had actually developed a desire to see the deity and worship the deity. So later Maharaj Indrajumna reincarnated as Maharaj Prataparudra. So Maharaj Prataparudra, who was there at the time of Lord Chaitanya, is none other than Maharaj Indrajumna, who originally installed Lord Jagannath. So we can see how the whole pastime took place and how Maharaj Indrajumna, who installed Lord Jagannath, later is that very same Prataparudra Maharaj who is there as one of the main personalities in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya and Lord Jagannath. So it's very interesting. So we can see how this further confirms the connection, right, between Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya. How great that connection is. So it's very important. So we should have more Rath Yatras, right? It's just like in Woodstock last weekend, we also, in the midst of this music festival, had Rath Yatra, and it was so nice. There's all these, well, punks, hippies, whatever they were, in their tents, either punks, hippies, or pigs. I couldn't. Some really looked like pigs. Real fat, drunk people lying in the dirt, as dirty as all naked flesh. Really dirty like pigs, my God, you know. It was intense. But the Rath Yatra was going right through. Every day. So, in Australia, we also, at the end of the year, have three Rath Yatras in 1 week. Why one? We have three, right, in 1 week. And then we have one on the beach. They have special wheels, because they're big wheels, and they put special very wide tires, like that. They make them on the wheels, some. And then we drive over the beach. And there's all these people surfer. And later I met one surfer when I was traveling on the plane. There was a surfer sitting next to me. And he said, "Were you from that amazing thing?" He said, "What was it?" He said he came flying on his surfboard on this wave. And he's just like, and suddenly there was this chariot and this form. And he said, and that was it, you know. And then he met me on the plane, yeah. And he said, "What was it? What was it?" I mean, so Rath Yatra everywhere. So let's have more Rath Yatras. This is our desire. Any other question? Goram. In Jagannath Puri, Vrindavan is also there. Jagannath Puri is sometimes compared to Dwarka and not considered of the same caliber as Mayapur and Vrindavan in that sense, because in Dwarka there is some some aishvarya, some opulence in the worship of the Lord, and therefore this is not the same intimacy as in Vrindavan and Mayapur. But the gardens of Gundicha are known to be Vrindavan. So Vrindavan is there, and therefore in Jagannath Puri, it is not that Lord Chaitanya was just sent to Jagannath Puri by his mother just because his mother was thinking Jagannath Puri is a nice place for Nimai, but he was sent there because it is also his eternal abode. It is the eternal abode where he displays the mood of separation. Right? See, in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya specifically displayed this mood of separation, and then sometimes for a moment during Rath Yatra went to those gardens of Gundicha, which are Vrindavan, and then again he was in separation. So we're seeing that in the pastimes of the Lord in Puri, Lord Chaitanya is just going mad with separation from Lord Krishna. He's always looking for Krishna. Where is Krishna? Where is my Lord? Where is he? Where is Vrindavan? His abode, right? And he jumps in the ocean and floats away, and he runs over the beach through the hills, thinking, Govardhan, where is Govardhan? Where is Govardhan? Thinking that one of those hills must be Govardhan. In this way, Jagannath Puri is very, very important. And we go for Jagannath Puri, certainly for Lord Jagannath, but even more for Lord Chaitanya. Just like Kavikarnapur explains that Maharaj Prataparuda was expressing this, and his whole play is expressing this. The play of Chaitanya Chandradoy Natak of Kavikarnapur begins with a description of Rath Yatra. And it says, it was like a moving forest of banana trees, right? Because there must have been so many banana trees, because in India, whenever it's a party, then it is, okay, boys, bring out the banana trees, right? And there's banana trees everywhere. He said, and amidst with tamal trees. I think the tamal trees, because the local people in India are dark, and so their skin is dark like the tamal trees. So it's an ocean of tamal trees. And in this way, it said, in this way, Lord Jagannath mounted his chariot, which moved through the streets like a drunken elephant. Right. So really slow and kind of like that. So the chariot must have been pulled little by little. And it begins like that. And it says, and in all directions, one could hear shouts of ecstasy and joy. Jai, 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 Jagannath. Right. It said, but in the midst of all that, there were some who were depressed. So one visitor was saying, who are these people who are depressed in the midst of Rath Yatra? How can anyone have a sour face at the time of Rath Yatra? It said, these personalities that look so unhappy, they are the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because now that he is no longer on the planet, now even the Rath Yatra looks bleak and empty. And this is the beginning of the Chaitanya Chandradoy Natak, which then begins to describe in a flashback the whole event of what happened when Lord Chaitanya was there, in first in Navadvip, and then in Jagannath Puri, and then everything, all the ecstasy that happened in Jagannath Puri. And so by the end of the play, one can understand this mood of separation, that actually the presence of Lord Chaitanya is the most important. Therefore, for us, this Dham of Jagannath Puri is not just the Dham of Lord Jagannath. This is the place where Lord Chaitanya shows his mood of separation, and therefore we are very ecstatically going to the Gambira. Even if they hit us up for donations, we don't care. We go to Kasi Misra's house, where Lord Chaitanya stayed, and we go and check it all out and see there the exhibition they've made of Lord Chaitanya's life, and we take dust, we go to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya's house where there's a painting of the Satbhuj, the six-armed form, and we go to Siddhabakul, the tree where Haridas Thakur was sitting to chant the holy name so many times, and we sit there also, and we know that that tree wasn't there. And we know that it was very dry when Haridas sat there at first. And that Lord Chaitanya came one day and brought a toothpick from Lord Jagannath and put it in the ground, and that that became a tree. And that then Haridas had a nice tree for shade. And of course, we can't break any branches from Siddhabakul, but if we see any branches lying on the ground, even little, we sure take them and take them home, right? I know some devotees who even have japa beads made of the wood from the Siddhabakul. Siddhabakul beads. Ooh. I have taken Siddhabakul leaves, Siddhabakul sticks, Siddhabakul, right? Yes, that's my tree. I have embraced Siddhabakul. I've prayed with my head on Siddhabakul. I've chanted rounds under Siddhabakul, and I'm going to do it again if the Lord allows. And I invite you to come to Jagannath Puri, and we will chant together under that tree of Haridas Thakur. So, Jagannath Puri. Then, so well, you know, then it's time for a swim, isn't it? It's hot in Puri. Yes, we go for a swim. Everybody, even those who don't like swimming, they have to go. Even Gauranga will go for a swim. You can't read, you have to swim. Huh? Because it says that anybody who swims in that ocean in Jagannath Puri gets love of God. Hey, now that's my ocean. Eh? That's my beach, right? Okay, right? Sun and surf and Krishna Prem at the same time. Hey. And then, of course, after all that, and there's quite some waves. Huh? Serious swimming there. You have to dive through the waves. I mean, if you're not careful, you know, in my case, we were bathing in a gamsha, and the first wave had my gamsha, and I turned around, tried to catch it. The second wave had me, right, and bang, into the ground, you know. So I learned my lesson well. If you swim with a gamsha, tie it well, and dive through those waves. Anyway, so when you come out of the water, naturally you're hungry. No problem. Because there's unlimited Mahaprasadam, huge quantities, and they all bring that to the hotel or wherever you stay, the ashram, wherever you stay, and you get lots of Mahaprasadam. So, Puri is our place, right? The place of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. And then they won't let us in the Jagannath temple. We don't care. We have a big kirtan in front and sing, Jagannath Swami Nayana Patagami Nayana Patagami Pavatume. And you can put your heart into it because we really want to see him. Right? When we're in front of him, we just go up and down very graciously. I did one year with 100 Russians for 1 hour. We're just chanting this very graciously. And all the local pandas who won't let us in began to perspire. You know, they really got worried. And we were very, very polite and gracious and not aggressive at all. And it's like they really didn't know how to deal with us, you know. We had a great kirtan. I really liked it. And then we go to Tota Gopinath temple. That is, there's a big deity of Lord Krishna. Very, very beautiful and big, you know, practically life size. And it said this was the deity of Gadadhar Pandit. And Gadadhar was worshipping this deity, but in his old age, he had a hard time decorating the head of the deity. So one morning, the deity was sitting cross-legged on the altar. The deity had sat down. So today, he's still sitting. And it says that, actually, when Lord Chaitanya left this planet, that Lord Chaitanya disappeared in the deity room of Tota Gopinath. And some say he has entered into the deity. And the pujaris will still show you a golden line on the leg of the deity where Lord Chaitanya is supposed to have entered. And the pujaris are nice and they allow us to make this temple our home temple when we are in Puri. Sometimes we have Bhagavatam classes there with hundreds of Russians because this is the era of the Russians. So it's like, and they don't mind. They're happy. The pujaris dance with us. 1 year, an old pujari got so enthusiastic that all the devotees were there, that he wanted to lead the kirtan. He wanted to take, and he led a mean kirtan, right? Old man, but it was like really, there was Shakti there. And so all the devotees went wild. Yeah. So it was very nice. So yes, we want to go to Jagannath Puri very soon. And we want all of you to come to Jagannath Puri. I'm going to Jagannath Puri in November when it's very nice. And anybody who wants to come to Jagannath Puri, come. And we'll do all these transcendental things. Come, Gauranga, come. Come. Philip from Amsterdam. Anybody can come. Any other question? No, but that's also actually universe. Guru for the whole universe, actually. Jagat. Jagat, the word Jagat actually means universe. Jagat Ananda. Jagat Bandhu. Jagat. Huh? You don't see? He is. On all the planets. Everywhere. But he's there. You see him on the higher planets. You can see it. You can see. How? By chanting and dancing in the Rati Yatra. Okay. Srimad Bhagavatam doesn't tell you everything. It is said that... come on, Gauranga, what is it? Dharmasya tatvam nitam guhayam. Mahajana yena gatasa panta. What's the... Yeah, Taraka patista suti avibina. It is explained that the real secret, the secret is not found in the scriptures. The actual real secret of devotional service, you cannot find it in the scripture. You find it in the heart of the great Vaishnavas. So there you will find all the truth about Lord Jagannath. And that he's everywhere, all over the universe. There you will find that. You find something in scripture also. Yes. No, that Lord Jagannath is Krishna. And Krishna, of course, is all pervading as a super soul everywhere in the universe, etc. So these things you'll find. It's none different from Krishna. And you'll find such references. Chaitanya Charitamrita explains to you how the Lord is non-different. You see, there was some thought that maybe he was different, but there are pastimes which established that. So that's not like a big point of contention. So you don't have to like get all anxious about this point, because that's common knowledge. That's like a given. That's very basic, general Krishna consciousness, that the Lord is all-pervading. Yeah? So from that perspective, it's easy. But Lord Jagannath is available everywhere where his devotees are. Yeah. Naham tistami Vaikunte. I'm not in Vaikunta, but I'm there where I'm worshipped by my devotees. Right? The Lord says. So, Lord Jagannath is everywhere. Dhammasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Just, you get it from the hearts of the great devotees. I saw a hand here in the corner of my eye. Yeah, all three. Yeah, when the king opened, when Maharaj Indrajumna then opened that hall where the sculptor was working, the man was gone, and he saw, instead of one deity, he saw three deities there. All unfinished, no hands and legs. Amazing. We don't know. I mean, the old man didn't leave a note. I have made three deities, although you asked for one. You still have to pay me extra money. And no, he never explained. So, because the Lord wanted to manifest himself like that, obviously. Everything goes on by the desire of Krishna. Deities are manifesting by their own sweet will, not conceived by some carver or some plan of a king or anybody. No, by their own sweet will. And Krishna can do anything and everything he wants. Why? Because he's Krishna. Yeah. Yes. No, then after the carving was completed, see, it was not that there was a culture at that time of making deities, and therefore people knew how to make deities. There were families of brahmanas who were very learned and artisans who were very learned in this, in the particular scriptures that describe how to make deities. So they knew how to treat the deities. There are still families in India who are carvers, and then there are other families who are painters, who paint the deities. Right? And so there are all kinds of families related to deities. In South India, they have families. They carry the deities around in palanquins, right? It's like some special chairs or vehicles for carrying. And some of these palanquins have the shape of elephants. Some have the shape of horses. And when they carry the palanquins in the horses, the horse, then they do a horse step, you know. Like, and when they carry like elephants, they do the elephant step. And these families, they just are carriers of deities, and they do these steps. So they have many, many steps, and they're very expert. And they can walk very long in these steps. So in a parade, then, you have a parade, and then you have these families, and you call them, and then they're very expert at this. Really, really. They train their kids. So you have all kinds of families like that. So it's a huge culture of deity worship. So that was there. So immediately, when they saw the deity, okay, they knew what to do. We would have said, now what do we do? The deities are unfinished, my God. But they knew what to do because they had a whole culture of deity worship. So they painted them very nicely, as we can see. Right? Little nose ring and all these things. Very expertly. Where do they mix in conjugal love? In Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya is it's not that, although he is both Radha and Krishna, Lord Chaitanya is sometimes in the mood of Radha and sometimes in the mood of Krishna. So it's not that Lord Chaitanya is sitting under a tree and then in him Radha and Krishna have meetings, it's something like that. No, sometimes Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Sometimes Lord Chaitanya is in the mood of Krishna. And that changes at different times. So sometimes he's in the mood of a devotee. Sometimes he's in the mood of the Supreme Lord. And Lord Chaitanya is always thinking in that mood of conjugal love. Yeah, that's his meditation. That's his meditation. He's in Madhurya Ras, always thinking in Madhurya Ras. Lord Chaitanya is still Lord Chaitanya, yes? He's Lord Chaitanya. Yes. Yeah. Yeah, he goes into different moods. Sometimes he's in the mood of Krishna, sometimes in the mood of Srimati Radharani. And he's also in the mood of being Lord Chaitanya. Yeah. Sure, wherever there's Krishna, there's Srimati Radharani also. But we don't always see her manifest, but she's there. Prabhupada said like that. She's the Ladini Shakti and she's always with Krishna. Therefore Prabhupada said in Delhi, he named the deities Radha Partasarati. Partasarati is the Krishna that is with Arjuna on the chariot. So someone said, this name is wrong. How can you call Radha Partasarati? And when Krishna is with Arjuna, then Radha is not there. Prabhupada said, no, she's always there. wherever Krishna is. But sometimes she's prakat, sometimes aprakat, sometimes she's visible, sometimes not visible. But she's always there, at least as the Ladini Shakti. Yeah, or Radha Krishna sitting on a golden throne in Vrindavan under a desire tree. Divat Vrindaranya Kalpadrumada. Like that. These things, the Lord manifests in different forms, and in each of these different forms, He also has different moods. And although the Lord is one, the one same Lord, He is simultaneously also many. So He's also different. Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. So that is there. So how is that? It's a little difficult for us to understand, because we cannot imagine that you can expand into unlimited forms and still be the same person and yet be a different person. It's a little confusing. We can only theoretically understand it. And you're trying to really, like, kind of emotionally understand it, which is not possible in our present conditioned state. So I'm afraid that you will, no matter what I say, that you still have that same puzzled look on your face, and that you will have it till the very end, until you develop Krishna Prem. And even then, you may still be puzzled by the amazing, unlimited nature of Krishna. Yeah. So this question may manifest itself in different levels for the rest of eternity. If you try to figure out Krishna, you may never figure Him out. But little by little, more and more you try, and more you will understand Him. Okay, we've come now in the more complexities of questions, which means that it's a good time to stop. I hope there's some breakfast today. if it is, then we can now get ready for that. Otherwise, it's every man for himself and God for us all. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.